It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. It's the birthday of American politician Sam Ervin Jr., born in Morganton, North Carolina in 1896. A Democrat, he served as a U.S. Senator from North Carolina from 1954 to 1974. He liked to call himself a simple country lawyer and often told humorous stories in his Southern drawl. At the beginning of his Senate career, Ervin was a legal defender of the Jim Crow laws and of racial segregation as the South's constitutional expert during the congressional debates on civil rights. Unexpectedly, however, he had a change of mind and heart and became a liberal champion for his support of civil liberties. He is especially remembered for his work with the investigating committees that brought down Senator Joseph McCarthy in 1954 and for his investigation of the Watergate scandal that led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon in 1974. Sam Ervin served in the U.S. Army in combat in France during World War I with the 1st Division at Cantigny and Soissons, and was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross, the Silver Star, and 2 Purple Hearts. He graduated from the University of North Carolina in 1917 and from Harvard Law School in 1922. Ervin was fond of joking that he was the only student ever to go through Harvard Law backwards because he took the third-year courses first. Already admitted to the bar in 1919, even before completing law school, Ervin entered politics straight out of Harvard. Even before he had received his degree, Democrats in Burke County, North Carolina, had nominated him in absentia for the North Carolina House of Representatives, to which he was elected in 1922, 1924, and 1930. He was serving as an Associate Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court when he was appointed in June 1954 by Governor William B. Umstead to fill the U.S. Senate seat of Clyde Hoey, who had died in office. He ran successfully for the seat in November of that year. In 1956, Ervin helped organize resistance to the 1954 Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court decision calling for desegregation of schools by drafting the Southern Manifesto. This influential document encouraged defiance of desegregation and was signed by all but a few of the Southern members of Congress. In his autobiography, Preserving the Constitution, Ervin said he later changed his mind on the Brown decision, stating that to the extent that it outlawed mandatory segregation, it was correct, but that forced integration required under later decisions was not. There is little, if any, evidence that he engaged in the racial demagoguery of many of his Southern colleagues. While he once maintained that Americans were entitled to their prejudices as well as their allergies, he did not seem to be motivated by prejudice himself. Meanwhile, Ervin's strict construction of the Constitution also made him a liberal hero for his support of civil liberties, particularly in matters related to invasion of privacy. He remains best known as the chairman of the Senate Watergate Committee. Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield chose Ervin because he had no aspirations beyond his office, because of his knowledge of the law and the Constitution, and because he was an even-keeled, conservative, independent-minded Democrat. President Nixon thought at first that Ervin might potentially be partial to him, but that certainly turned out not to be the case. 4 months after Nixon resigned, Ervin left office too, just before his term ended. In retirement, he practiced law and wrote several books. Senator Sam died in 1985 at a hospital in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, from complications of emphysema. He was 88 years old. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 27th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.